Be'ezus Hashem Yisbech, we begin Perek Tashi, the ninth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Tumim Masaf and the laws of daily and additional sacrifice in the Seif Avodah, which we continue on to the next Yom Tov regarding this theme of Musafin that we're discussing, net of Rosh Hashanah, and additionally we discuss the laws of preference, what comes first when you have an option of more than one carbon. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the Musafin. Be'echa B'Tishrei, and the first of Tishrei, what we know as Rosh Hashanah, Makriv and Musaf Ayim. So you sacrifice the musaf of the day, the additional sacrifices, again, besides the tamidim, are par, a bull, v'ayil, a ram, a shiva chavasim, and seven lambs, hakol eilis, the old totally burnt sacrifices, usir chattas and achelis, and the he-goat of the sin offering that's eaten. V'zeh musaf ayim, and this is the musaf of the today, of specifically the first of Tishrei, yes, a musaf Rish Chodesh, more than just the musaf of every Rish Chodesh, which Rosh Hashanah is not only the beginning of the year, it's also the beginning of the month of Tishrei, hakar b'chol Rish Chodesh, which is brought and sacrificed every single Rish Chodesh. Lafigur therefore comes out of Mcholis b'Shabbos. If actually the Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, Hoyisham Shleish Masafin, so you had three additional sacrifices. Musaf Shabbos, the additional comes because of Shabbos. And Musaf Rechaydish, the additional comes because of Rosh Chodesh. And Musaf Yom, additional of the day of Rosh Hashanah. Now, Halacha Beis, therefore, that brings us to the question about what order is it brought in, which opens up the whole discussion regarding what comes first in general when you have many different korbanos to bring. So, Beketz see the Hakarvasim, so what's the order of how you sacrifice it? So, Musaf Shabbos Tchila, the Musaf Shabbos comes first, the Achra Musaf Chedesh, and then comes the Musaf of Rish Chedesh, the Achra Musaf Yom Tov, and then comes the Musaf of the Yom Tov of Rish Hashanah. Why? That which is constant, more common, comes before something that's not. Shabbos is more common than Rish Chodesh, and Rish Chodesh is every month is more common than Rish Hashanah. V'chein, another related halacha, not specifically to this case, is called a mekudesh mechaver. Whatever is more sanctified than the other one, kodesh mechaver comes before the other one. Now let's say you had something that's more common, but something that's more holy. So yaktim ezim and shirit. So then you can make whichever one you want first, because they both have one mila. Halacha Gimel. Let's say Avar Shachach, let's say someone violated and they forgot. Veshachat Hashem Tadeh, and he first lorded the one that's not more common. Oh yeah, Pachas Bekadusha Tchilo, the one that's lesser sanctity first. So Makrivi, you sacrifice it, V'achach Shechat Hashem Tadeh, Eisem HaKadosh, and then you go ahead and you slaughter the more common one or the more sanctified one. Now, Halacha Da'al, let's say Vem Nishchatu Shnim Ke'ach, let's say both were slaughtered at the same time, which doesn't necessarily mean have the same time, it just means to say, let's say you did the one that's not tadr, not makudish first, but you didn't spray the blood yet, and then you have slaughtered the other one too. So yizem memoris badam. So then they should mix the blood actually zorik dam tadr dam makudish until you first spray the blood of the more common or the more sanctified one. Because if we have a choice now, we'll do the more makudish or more tadr one. Halacha hey, dam achatas koyim la dam oilam. The blood of a sin offering comes before the blood of a totally burnt sacrifice. Nisha dam achatas mechaper. There's more distinguished element to the chatas, because the blood of the chatas atones, in contrast to the oila, it's not for a real atonement. A vari oila, now on the other hand, the limbs of a carbon oila, kodem lemur chatas, comes before the sacrificial parts of the sin offering. Why? Nesha oila kulishim, because by an oila, all of it, all of its limbs are burnt on the fires, and although chatas, we said, is a machaper, but that's only by the dam is a machaper, not by the imur. So therefore, regarding imurim, the limbs of the oila, which is in totality, is more important than that of the imurim of the chatas. Now, let's say if dam chatas ve'evri oila. Let's say if the blood of the sin offering, which is the machaper, but we have ve'evri oila, the limbs of the oila, which is kula kalal. So whichever you want, you could do first, because on the one hand, each one has a maila, one that's a machaper, one is kula ashim, a lishim, so then you could go ahead and do whichever one you want first. V'chein tzotum, dam oila, the inverse. Let's say if the blood of an oila, the imur chatas and the sacrificial parts of a chatas, where each one here does not have its own intrinsic value, but it's coming from something that does have a value, but it's actually not the blood of the oila, but the evarim, and it's not really the imurim the chatas, it's really a dam of a chatas. Or let's say another case, dam oila v'dam ashim. The blood of an oila and the blood of an ashim, where here also it's not really so clear, because you could say that the blood of the oila is first because it's coming from something that it's all its limbs are totally burnt on the Mizbeach, or maybe the blood of the Ashim comes first, because ultimately there is some atonement in the blood of an Ashim more than that of Oilam. So in these cases, Ezeh Shir Tziyaktim, again, since there's no clear-cut definition, whichever one you want, you could do first. Halacha Bav, now Chatzis Kedemes L'Oilam. This, we say that the sin offering comes before the burnt offering, is Afila Chatzis Oiv Kedemes L'Oilam Behema, even, which generally animals are more than birds, and birds are more than flower offerings, but even the bird Chatzis comes before the animal Oilam. Krishnamit says in the pasuk miyikra esasha lechatas shirishayna, that which is the sin offering comes first. Which binin ab, this is a building block lechol chatas, to every sin offering. Shekedemes la'ila, that comes before the ayla haboyim, that comes with it, even though it's the bird carbon. And mechim b'shasaf rasha, so to when you're separating which carbon is going to be which, mafresh achatas tchilav achach ayla, first you designate the sin offering and then the ayla. Now, halacha zayin, however, there are certain exceptions to the rule. But kabbanas achag inakin. But the kabbanas of the yamdim sukkas, it's not like this. And like kadevin, I'll say that because rather you sacrifice according to the order how it's written in the Torah, in the pasuk, because it says in Bamidbar, it says kimishpatim, according to their laws. So kitzur, how is it? How is the order in the Torah that's different than normally? So betchila first, par. First you bring the bulls. Vachareim, elim, and then the rams, because that's how it says, par, ayil, and kvasim. So vachareim, elim, then the rams. Vachareim, kvasim, and then the lambs. Vachareim, sim, and then the he-goats. Afa pisha siim chatas, and the siim are coming at the end, even though they're sin offerings. V'chal elu shekadmoi some oilas, and all those that we bring before it are oilas. Yeah, but that's what the Torah says it, and therefore you're going to mean these oilas first. And v'chein, another exception is b'shigias tibur b'avidazara, when the entire Jewish people erroneously commit idolatry because of the erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin. Shehem avim par oilas siir chatas, they bring a bull that's a burnt sacrifice, and a sa'ar, a he-goat that's a chatas. Hapar koidim, the par, although it's the oil, is going to be brought first. Shnemba, because it says over there, kamishpat, like the law that it says in the pasuk, and that's how it's written first, the par, and then the sar. Ufar koin mashiach. Additionally, regarding when the koin gadol is called koin mashiach, because specifically the koin gadol that was anointed, when he does naver b'shagig, for any chiva creases besides avodah zarah, he brings a par for achatas. So that's koidim lepar helm davish al tzibur. That comes before when the tzibur commits an aveira, except for that of a desire, which has its own, which we mentioned before, or brings a bull when there is a lapse of awareness of the tzibur. Why are we saying the kain gadol's comes before the tzibur? Because logic would tell us that the one who's doing the atonement, which is the kain gadol, who he's atoning for himself, comes before the others that he atones for, which are the tzibur. So his carbon comes first. Uparhelim, and the bull that comes for the erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin, for any one of the Averas in the Torah that the Jewish people follow and did that Avera, is Kodim Lepar V'Dazar, comes before the bull that they bring, if it was regarding idolatry, because that's an oil. And therefore the Parhelim comes first. So to Par V'Dazar, the bull of idolatry, is Kodim Lesar Shalav, comes before the he-goat that comes with it. Although the bull is oila and the sar is a chatas, shekachu say that kasavatara, again because that's the order how it's written in the Torah. Seira v'dezara, the he-goat that comes for idolatry, in other words, when the tzibur erroneously did v'dezara, where they bring a par for the oila and sarizim for a chatas, that sar v'dezara is koyin l'sar nasi, comes before when the king, when he does navera and he brings a sar. The reason why theirs comes first is Shah Nasi Yachad, because the king is an individual and the tzibur comes first. With Seir Nasi, and the he-goat that the king brings is Kodim Seir Yachad, comes before that of a regular individual that brings a he-goat. With Seir Yachad, and when an individual is bringing a he-goat, is Kodemus like Kivsa, comes before if there's a lamb being brought, Af Bishash Nemechatas, although they're both sin offerings, but Shah Seir Ru'uya Love Alakrisis, Shemavin Alein Chatas. The reason why the higo goes first is because it's fit to be brought for a violation of some of the sechiv karas that you bring a chatzis for, whereas vakivsa, the lamb, in the ba'a al shigas avodazar. That's not brought when you erroneously commit avodazar, only on other erroneous sins on other mitzvahs, and therefore it's a little bit less. Therefore, the seira comes first. Halacha ches. Afil chatas so'if shal yoledes. Now, even the bird chatas of the woman who gave birth, like we said, chatas always comes first, and we said chatas oif, that of the woman who gave birth, even that comes koidim kademis lekivsa, even before her lamb. Now, the reason why I'm saying afapi is that although by a woman who gave birth, it actually has the lamb written first, before the turtle dove she's bringing for her chatas oif, but that's actually only for how you read it. But regarding the avoda, that's why I say chatas comes first, and she means chatas oif before her, even her animal carbon oila. Now, chatas kademis la'asha. Also, the sin offering comes before the guilt offering, in general. Because the chatas is placed in every single one of the corners, in contrast to the asham, of the mizbeach, and on the foundation. And v'chol chatois shebetoyer kum l'chol hashamis. And all sin offerings come before all guilt offerings. Chutz ma'asher mitzrayim. There's one exception, is the asham that the mitzrayim brings. Neshubah al yidei hechsher, because it's through the asham that actually prepares the mitzayra and completes his purification process. Like it says that they take from the blood of the asham, they put it on his earlobe, and they throw it and they spray it. So therefore, there the asham is going to be first. More of ha'asham kaim latoydil el nazar, moving along the hierarchy, the guilt offering comes before a thanksgiving offering or the ram of the nazar, neshu kachim kachim, because asham is considered from the high level kachim, and the toydil el nazar are like shlamim, which are kachim kal. Toydil el nazar, now the thanksgiving offering and the ram of that the nazar brings when he finishes his procedures, kaim l'shlamim, comes before regular shlamim, neshehem nacham liyem echad, because they're more severe, they're limited to one day, and utun lachem, and they also require breads. Rikachas the shlamim is eaten for 2 days in one night and doesn't come with breads. Now the Thanksgiving itself comes before the el nazar. Nishish ba'arba min mincha, because it has four types of breads in contrast to that of the nazar. Shlam kaim lebachar, a Thanksgiving offering comes before a peace offering comes before that of the firstborn animal. Nishim tu'in matn shtaim shenka arba, because it's not just enough with one pour like by the bachar of the blood. You have to do two corners that are diametrically opposed, which is like four, because it gets the two sides of the opposing corners. Utun smich, and you have to lean on the animal, utnufa, and you have to wave it, and the sachem libations, in contrast to the bechor. HaBechor kum l'mais behema, the firstborn offering comes before the tithe of the animals, because the bechor is sanctified from the womb, so automatic sanctity. V'nechal l'kan mavad, only mavikan, in contrast to mais behema. HaMais kum l'ifis, the mais behema comes before bird kabanas, because at least it's an animal sacrifice, and v'yesh bekacha kachem. It also has parts of it that are the holies of holies, which are dami ve'murv, which is its blood that's sprayed on the mizbeach, and the sacrificial parts. But the chatzis ha'if, the mizbeach only gets the blood. And even by oil ha'if, which the mizbeach actually gets the blood and its flesh, so, because it's totally burnt on the mizbeach, but since an animal sacrifice comes before chatzis ha'if, for sure it's going to be before the oil ha'if, because chatzis ha'if comes before oil ha'if. That's why, therefore, the whatever animal carbon is going to be, is going to be before any oif carbon. Now, va'if is kaim l'manachas, the bird carbons come before the flower offerings, v'nei sheheim mini dam, because at least there are certain bloods of the ifis that are sprayed in the mizbeach, and therefore that takes it as a higher level carbon in contrast to the flower offerings. Now, harishal yilafan of chatas leiv ha'maisa, let's say someone had in front of him a bird chatas and a maisa behema. So ha'maisa kaidim, the tithed animal is going to be first. Neshu zevach, because it's at least an animal sacrifice. Ho'yishom chatas leiv ha'maisa va'ilas behema, let's say someone had three things. Either you could sacrifice the bird chatas, or mice behema, or va'oilas behema, or an animal that's a totally burnt sacrifice. So ha'il va'oilas kedemes la'maisa, since the oila, which is totally burnt on mizbeach, comes before mice or behema, and v'chatas o'iv kedemes la'oilas behema. And we know, although it's a bird, but the chatas, even if it's a bird, comes before the oilas behema. So the order is going to be, makav chatas o'iv tchil, let's say, actually going to do the chatas o'iv first, and because it comes before even the oil behema, and then ba'achkach oil, then the oil, and ba'achkach ha'maiser, like we said, because oil is bigger than maiser, because it's totally burned the mizbech, and then comes the maiser behema. Halacha tes. And that's what we said, so it's interesting, because, and that's what Ram was pointing out, although chatzav ha'maiser itself, maiser will be first, because it's zevach, but actually when there's going to be an osa oilas behema, which then the chatzav comes before that, and osa is before maiser, so then actually maiser is actually going to end up being last, and not before the chatzav. Let's say there were many different types of animals. Rams, bulls, lambs, he-goats. Mimin carbon echad. From one type of carbon. Meaning they're all either oilas or all chatois. So kesedem kravim. So what's the order how you sacrifice those? So haporim koim le'elim. So the bulls come before the rams. Shekin neshabe ben asachem. Because they have more libations. The wine, the oil that comes with it. Ve'elim koim le'kvasim. And the rams come before the lambs. Shekin neshabe ben asachem. They have more libations than the lambs. And the lambs come before the he-goats, because they have more sacrificial parts by the lambs, because included in the sacrificial parts of the lambs are ha'aliyahs, the fatty tail, whereas ve'im basim aliyah, but by the he-goats there's no fatty tail. The barley offering that comes on the second day of Pesach comes before the lamb that comes with it, and the two breads that come on Shavuos come before the two lambs that come with it. This is the rule. Something that's coming for the day itself, which is the Oymer Shtei Alechem, is Koyim LaDava HaBobaGla Alechem, comes before something that comes because of the bread itself, where the lamb is coming with the Oymer, and the two Kivsat Tzeres are coming with the two breads, and therefore they're secondary to the breads, therefore the breads come first. Halacha Yod, continue on on preference. Minchas ish kedemes l'minchas isha. Flower offering of a man comes before that of a woman. Minchas chitin kedemes l'minchas ayim. If you have, let's say, it's a mincha that's made out of sa'ayim, where there's a certain case, like we said, where if it's, let's say, that of a minchas chayte and a minchas saite, which you have over here, that of a mincha that's a barley offering. So you have the minchas chitin, the wheat flour offering comes before that of the barley flour offering. Minchas chayte kedemes l'minchas nedava, an obligatory mincha, that of a sinner, comes before that of a donated mincha, nishibal chet, because it's coming for a sin, and the atonement is greater than that of just a donation. Minchas nedava, minchas chayte, let's say you have someone donating a flour offering, and that of the suspected adulterous woman bringing her mincha, is the shirit mem yakim, there whichever one you want to, you can do first, because on the one hand, nedava comes first because it has oil and frankincense on it. Whereas the minchas chayte maybe comes first because it's there to verify the sin, if she sinned or not. So each one has one maila, and therefore you could choose whichever one. Lachir alf, menachas koim layayin. Flour offerings come before donation of wine. Vayayin koim lashem, and the wine comes before oil, because ultimately wine is totally poured into the pipes. Whereas by oil, actually the Rambam rules like Shmuel, that you take a fistful, and the rest actually eat by kanzu. It's not all in the mizbeach like the wine, so wine comes before. Vashem kerem l'levayna, oil comes before frankincense, l'levayna kerem l'melech, and frankincense comes before salt, u'melech kerem l'etzim, and salt comes before wood, which wood is the lowest in that ladder. Now, emesai, when did we say this all? That it's in this order, b'zmach abo kum ke'echad, when they all come at the same time, and you have to choose, then you go with the greater. Av l'abar rishon, whichever one comes first, karav rishon, then you sacrifice the first, v'abar achron, whatever comes last, karav achron, then you're going to sacrifice that last. Halachid beis, now more of a kolakon, makarava, whatever comes first, as we spoke about this whole order in sacrificing, koyd machil, those are first to be eaten. Now, halachid gimel, let's say halafanim shlam shal emesh or shlam shal yem. Let's say you had two shlams. One was already sacrificed yesterday, which you could eat it for 2 days and one night, so you could have yesterday's shlam, and the shlam shal yem, a shlam from today. Shal shal emesh koyd, the one from yesterday's first, where you have to go ahead and eat it first, shal karav zman, because the time limit is closer, where the deadline is closer than the one from today. Now let's say you have shlam shal emesh. Let's say you have shlam from yesterday. V'chatzis v'ashem shal yem, and you have v'chatzis or ashem from today. Chatzis v'ashem kaidman. V'chatzis v'ashem, they're going to be first. Why? Neshim kachem kachem, because they're kachem kachem, which have certain very strict limitations. It can only be eaten by male kanim, only within the curtains of the azara. So therefore, you have very limited people that could eat it, and therefore it's closer to come to night. So even though it could be eaten for that day and through the night, but the shlam from yesterday, even though you actually can't eat it once it's already nighttime, it actually has less chance of becoming nicer because it can be eaten in the whole city by any single person. So you're actually going to eat the Chatzis Ashem of today first, like we already explained in Perek Aleph, Mechaz Ma'aseh Kabanos, Halacha Yud Zayin.